The unmistakable thwack of a pickleball paddle is, well, it's completely taking over San Antonio right now.
Oh, absolutely. It's everywhere.
It really is. Welcome to KOP News. We're your official in-house hosts, and today we're giving you a casual, conversational update on everything happening right here at KOP Sports and Entertainment Center.
Yeah, and it's wild, right? Pickleball is the fastest growing sport out there, and for really good reason. You've got this smaller court, which means way faster high energy rallies.
Right, but the best part is that it's actually much easier on your joints than tennis.
Exactly. You get that huge cardiovascular spike, but without the intense load on your knees and
I
ankles.
always say it's like the ultimate real-life social network.
Oh, I like that comparison.
Right, because you instantly connect with people, you get a great workout, and there is zero screen time involved.
Which we all desperately need these days. But, the biggest hurdle to playing, especially here in Texas, is always the weather.
Oh my gosh, yes. You can't build a habit when you're dealing with heat waves one week and then like rain the next.
Exactly. And that is the true genius of KOP's setup. We're talking about climate-controlled indoor courts.
It's a total game changer.
It really is. No rainouts, no heat domes, just guaranteed year-round play. And just as a quick reminder for anyone wanting to come down, you can definitely rent equipment here, but you do need to wear non-marking athletic shoes.
Yeah, we have to protect those pristine courts.
For sure. And once you've got your shoes, getting started is incredibly easy, especially with open play.
Which runs Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., right?
That's the one. It is only $10 for standard entry, and you just show up.
Wait, really? You don't need to bring a partner.
Nope, no partner and no pressure. The system matches you with players at your exact skill level, so you don't have to worry about being the worst player on the court or, being bored out of your mind.
That is so smart. And speaking of cool setups, we have to talk about Pink Wednesdays.
Oh, the girls' night?
Yes. Every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it's only $5 to get in.
That is basically a steal.
It totally is. I describe it to people as Mean Girls meets pickleball, but way more inclusive and way less drama.
I love that. It's just a great way to build community during the week. But, if you're coming that often, we should probably touch on the financial side for frequent players.
Okay, let's unpack this because I do have a little bit of pushback here.
Lay it on me.
Is a monthly membership really necessary if I'm just playing casually? I mean, if open play is $10 and girls' night is $5, couldn't I just pay a la carte and come out ahead?
That's a fair point. Let's break down the $79 a month pickleball membership, though. It actually pays for itself incredibly fast.
How so?
Well, it includes unlimited non-peak court access, so you can play for free during the day. Plus, you get unlimited open play and unlimited gym access.
Oh, wow. Wait, the full gym?
Yeah.
The whole thing. And you get two free guest passes. So suddenly, your cost per visit essentially drops to zero once you pay the flat rate. You stop debating the $10 and just show up.
Okay, that makes a ton of sense. And honestly, the best part of showing up is the post-game vibe.
Oh, absolutely. King's Tavern.
Yes, you finish playing and you don't even have to leave the building. You just hit King's Tavern for craft cocktails, amazing bites, and they have sports on every single screen.
It's the perfect way to hang out. And, looking at all of this, it leaves you with a really interesting thought to ponder.
Oh, what's that?
Well, if a simple paddle game can completely reshape how a community socializes and exercises year-round, what other mundane daily routines could be transformed by just a little bit of play?
I love that. That's definitely something to think about. Download the KOP APP and don't forget to follow us on social media at the King of Padelsa.